This is Free Talk Live. It is the last Saturday edition, and we're kicking off hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we talked a little bit about school curriculum. In regards to how no one is ever satisfied when it comes to government schools, it's constantly one interest group pit against another interest group in regards to what's being taught in the classroom. But the interest group clashing that we're talking about with classroom curriculum doesn't necessarily go away when you step outside of the class. Then it just changes into other conflict, like conflict over what kids can eat in school. Again, these are things that will never be fully resolved when it comes to government schools, because there will always be one side clashing with the other, trying to pull political favors and sway in order to get their agenda pushed through.
Right. There are some people that believe that a low-calorie diet is good. There are some people that believe that a low-carb diet is good.
Sure.
Some people believe that
no trans fats.
You know, that your kids shouldn't eat meat. Some people believe that organics is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Some people believe that you have to buy your food and meat locally.
Right.
Not only from local purveyors, but from local producers. And they would prefer you to buy it directly from the local producer. That way you know. All kinds of little rules that people have as far as eating. If you're Jewish, you don't eat pigs. If mm-hmm. you're Muslim, you don't eat pigs. If you're Hindu, you don't eat cows. I mean, everybody's got their own thing.
Now, locally, these conflicts are usually played out at the school board level, where, again, people will come to, and concerned parents and other interest groups will come to meetings, and they'll bicker and argue over what the correct, role of whatever fill-in-the-blank should be. In this case, it's food, and a lot of these conflicts have been going on as far as, well, you know, should kids have access to vending machines? Should there be candy in the vending machines? Should there be soda in the vending machines? These are this is the minutia that these school board bureaucrats spend their time debating over. And normally, again, it does happen at a school board local level, which is bad enough on its own. And as we talked about last hour, government should get out of school entirely. But it gets worse when things are decided on a state level, where the state decides, well, this is how it's going to be throughout the entire state of fill in the blank for your state.
Right.
But it gets worse when it goes up to the federal level. Because then everybody's treated exactly the same. The federal government
has less access to what it is that your kids are getting taught. Interest groups have more access to what it is that your kids are getting taught.
Right. Who's going to fly to Washington, D.C. to
the teachers' union becomes more powerful.
So in this case, federal lawmakers, according to the New York Times, are considering the broadest effort ever to limit what children eat. A national ban on selling candy, sugary soda.
Not sure of any other kind of soda that's not sugary.
Diet Coke.
Well, it's got sugar substitutes.
That's not sugary.
Okay. And salty, fatty foods in school snack bars, vending machines, and a la carte cafeteria lines. Sounds like they want to go all tofu or something. Whether the measure and amendment...
It's just going to be celery sticks in the vending machines.
It's an amendment to the Farm Bill, interestingly enough, can survive the convoluted politics that have bogged down that legislation in the Senate is one issue. Whether it can survive the battle among factions in the fight to improve school food is another. See, the idea that there has to be a fight. Like, we can't improve school food without duking it out at the federal government level to make the decision on what is and what is not appropriate for kids to eat. Again, if the government weren't involved in schools, all this would be decided by the individuals running each and every single school. And if the parents didn't like what the decisions were, they could complain and take their kids somewhere else. But hey, that's just a crazy free market solution. We can't have that in America. Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat of Iowa and the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, has twice before introduced bills to deal with foods other than the standard school lunch, which is regulated by the Department of Agriculture. I didn't even know that. Several lawmakers and advocates for changes in school food believe that an amendment to the $286 billion farm bill, I wonder how much of that is subsidies to the farmers, is the best chance to get control of the mountain of high-calorie snacks and sodas available to school children. Even if the farm bill does not pass, the senators say that they're going to keep reintroducing it in other forms until it sticks. So if this bill doesn't pass, they'll just slap this little addition on to, you know, whatever bills come across their desk, and one of them will eventually pass. They're optimistic about their chances because there's now more public interest than ever in improving school food, and because leaders in the food and beverage industry have had a hand in creating the new standards. But that intense corporate involvement, along with exemptions that would allow sales of chocolate milk, sports drinks, and diet soda, has caused a rift among food activists who usually find themselves on the same sides of school food battles.
You know, this whole, the food activists really are the ones that set the groundwork here. They're the ones that start the pitch battles. They're the ones that have these, you know, whatever rules it is that they have in place. Can you imagine? Now, I know that this is, I'm not for government schools, but imagine for a second if you allowed restaurants to set up, instead of giving a monopoly to whomever, you know, whatever food service company it is that they contract to do this. Imagine if they allowed restaurants like a mall to purchase their own spaces right there. They could pay for the whole school. Taxpayers wouldn't have to put up a dime. Just the fact that they could have those kids coming in there and dining in their restaurants like they do at the mall could change everything, but God knows they wouldn't want to do that.
I don't know how much room there is for a variety of restaurants.
They build bigger schools.
It's an interesting idea. And again, in the marketplace, that's something you could try, Mark. If you wanted to implement a program like that now, you'd have to, you know, form a lobbying group, mm-hmm. go to all the school board meetings, beg, plead, you know, cajole. It's a nightmare to get these bureaucrats to change. Anyway, Dr. Marion Nestle says this pits ideals about what children should eat against at school against the political reality of large food corporations insisting their foods be available to children at all times. She says the activists want vending machines out of schools completely, and nutrition standards would only allow plain bottled water and 8-ounce servings of fruit juice or plain or flavored low-fat milk with up to 170 calories to be sold in elementary and middle schools.
Right. Lots of people say that milk is bad for kids, that milk is only good for, cow's milk is only good for baby cows.
High school students could also buy diet soda or, in places like school gyms, sports drinks. Which, by the way, sports drinks have plenty of sugar.
Sugary as they can be.
Other drinks with
as they don't have that carbonation, they're not brown.
Other drinks with as many as 66 calories per 8 ounces could be sold in high schools, but that threshold would drop to 25 calories per 8-ounce serving in 5 years. Aren't you glad the lawyers in Washington, D.C. are looking out for your kids?
Yep, deciding exactly how many calories they can drink per 8 ounces.
That's right. They're even counting the calories for your kids. You know, Mark, we're not going to have to make any decisions or choices for ourselves within the next few years if these government people keep up. We'll just turn everything over to the government, and we'll trust them to make the right choices. Oh, wait, what's that you say? Government doesn't usually make the right choices? Usually they screw things up so royally that, it's hard to recover from their mistakes? Food for sale would have to be limited in saturated and trans fat and have less than 35% sugar. Sodium would be limited, and snacks would must have no more than 180 calories per serving for middle and elementary schools and 200 calories for high school students. The standards would not affect occasional fundraising projects like Girl Scout cookie sales, though states would not be able to pass stronger restrictions. Individual school districts could. The rules have the support, and by the way, these restrictions will only apply to school boards and school districts that are taking federal money, which is pretty much every one of them. But that would be a way around this. If a school board or school district wanted to say no to the federal funds,
please,
then they wouldn't have to jump.
Can you imagine the fight that would have to ensue on the local level in order to get your local school district not to accept federal funds?
Mm.
My God, the teachers union would kick up such a howl.
Yep.
The other parents wouldn't understand. See, this is the problem with government schools in general.
And now these idiots in Washington, D.C. are going to be dictating the calories and the things that your kids are putting in their bodies. And I'd like to ask the question. I don't think this article addresses it, but I can remember how things were when I was in school, and there were some people, myself included, that would have thought of, being a little enterprising,
mm-hmm.
had rules like this come about. So, for instance, they were to ban soda pop. I would be the kind of person who'd, put a six-pack Coke in my backpack at the beginning of the day and
sell them for $2 a piece.
Yep, sell them out to the kids.
It happened with Jolly Ranchers and all kinds of different candy when I was there.
Yep, so I wonder, what will the punishments be like for those black market food dealers at the schools?
Well, they're not going to, I don't think they'll be able to punish them.
Oh, they will eventually. If they find out that kids are selling candy and soda when those are verboten, they're prohibited, you better believe there can be some punishments meted out. 800-259-9231. How far are you going to let these people go? This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, including the wiki with over 1,450 pages for you. Well, by you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free, of course. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals like boric acid and all kinds of fire retardant stuff. Especially new mattresses have a tendency to off-gas these chemicals. Not so with SavvyRest. It's made with natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. They also have crib mattresses, too. Those kind of chemicals are even worse for kids. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. Would still love to hear from some parents out there as to how you feel about this proposed federal ban on all things tasty. Well, for your kids' schools. They can't. They're not quite ready to step out of the schools and ban them from your grocery stores. That's probably down the road a ways. But they definitely want to ban anything salty, sugary, trans fatty, you know, pretty much anything that has some taste to it. They want to ban them from your local school.
Trans fat doesn't taste that great. It just allows you to store things. It extends the shelf life.
Well, anyway, my point being they want to take a lot of the things out of the schools and the vending machines that are there. And I think that, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. By the way, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, KGOE, in Eureka, California. KGOE 1480. Looking forward to having you guys on board from here on out on Saturdays. They are joining us for this hour of the program. And I think right up to Paul Harvey for them. So the Paul Harvey breaks.
Paul Harvey is a real talent in radio. Yeah. Been around a long time. For those of you who are just first listening to the show, you have never heard anything like our opinions.
Well, unless they listened last week, because we were on last week.
Well, you've never heard any other radio talk show with opinions like ours. We are real, live, no-excuses libertarians. My co-host is a free marketeer. I am a small government libertarian.
What does that mean? Well, you'll find out if you listen long enough.
Mm-hmm. And we're consistent. Maybe, you know, that the opinions you hear may be a little unusual, a little nutty sounding.
Well, you can agree with a lot of them. I predict you're going to agree with a lot of the things we say, and eventually we'll say something that'll really make you
unless
angry.
Unless you just think the government can fix any problem there.
Yeah, if you love the government, then you might have a problem with us. But either way, we'd still love to hear from you on any issue. Anytime, you can pick up the phone and bring it up at 800-259-9231. So we started with schools, but we can go anywhere. So let's go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Paula, Florida.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Right now, we just got the truth on the HIV. We found out where it was done, how they did it. They had a lab in Stanleyville, Africa, and they had these doctors there that, you know, were virulence and stuff like that. They took the kidneys of the chimpanzee that had the HIV, and they would put this substance on it to start making this stuff to make the vaccine. And it was in the oral vaccine in the 50s and also the hepatitis C shots.
So you're saying you're somebody who believes that the government created AIDS.
No, not our government. It started in Africa. They had a lab there, and these people that the Austrian, they're from like three or four different countries. They were all doctors, scientists. So anyway, they used the monkeys to, they said the kidneys of the monkeys did very good to get this stuff started. And anyway, they ended up.
Why would they do this, Paula? Why would they want to do this?
It was in a lab there they did it.
Why?
They had all the chimpanzees there in group cages, and these people were there. They're talking about it now. The whole thing's coming out.
Why?
Was it a mistake, or did they do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Which one?
They were making a vaccine, and they were using the monkeys that had the HIV.
Was it a mistake or on purpose? Not a mistake. It was on purpose.
No, they knew they had it.
So
they created AIDS or HIV?
The monkeys had the HIV, and it was put through the organs of the chimpanzees. They used the organs to make it, and then it was in the vaccine. It was all being used together to make the vaccine.
The opinions of the callers of the show are not necessarily the opinions of the host. Paula, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Like, I have no idea what the truth is about HIV or AIDS. I know that HIV is the infection, and then AIDS springs from that, right? Once HIV runs its course, then you get full-blown AIDS. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, some people keep HIV and don't get AIDS if they manage to, you know, I guess through nutrition and some drugs.
Paula's a bit of a kind of a conspiracy type, so...
It could be. You never know with these things. I mean, after you see things like the Tuskegee Airmen, which they've managed to prove...
What's that all about?
Shoot, now you've caught me flat-footed.
Don't bring it up if you don't know what it is.
I don't know all the specifics, but they did some testing on the Tuskegee Airmen, which were some blacks in the military.
Well, they have done... We do know that there have been some pretty frightening experiments that the governments have done. I mean, there's certainly no doubt about it. It's just that anything Paula says, take with a grain of salt. Heck, anything we say, take with a grain of salt. Who the hell are we? Just people with microphones, right? So, question everything, whether it comes from your favorite news media source, your favorite talk radio host, or some random caller. 800-259-9231. Interesting claims, nonetheless. We got a Mike in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, hello there.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to talk about some of the things that that parents are allowed to let their kids have and not have, and as well as what they're allowed to get at school.
Sure.
My daughter goes to a local middle school, and she's lucky if she gets more than a bagel for something as a snack, say, in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then during lunch, she gets a piece of chicken. She says, looks like you cooked it yesterday.
Ew.
And then she gets, like, a piece of lettuce and, like, some form of vegetable she can't even identify. She says sometimes it looks like peas, sometimes it looks like baby food.
Yeah, cafeteria food has never been anything great. It doesn't sound like it's getting any better.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's being federalized.
Well, I can't say that's everywhere. I mean, when I was in high school, you just brought what you wanted. And they had a little a la carte menu.
Well, when were you in high school?
And I basically walked in, bought a thing of Susie Q's, and that was the end of the day.
When were you in high school?
15 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it gets worse year after year. I mean, I hear stories. We have some younger people listening to the show that'll call in from time to time with some stories about their high school experiences. And sometimes I'm just blown away by how much it's changed in, you know, less than 10 years. So really, it's just absolutely amazing. And now we're talking about more federal control. Already the Department of Agriculture, you know, has sway over your local school board's food policies. Now it's just going to get worse.
Well, the thing that's funny is I have two other children who are in the little kid school, and I actually have to go through and check every snack they have for is it made with peanuts, because they have kids in the classroom who are allergic to peanuts. The reasoning for this, and I asked, I said, what does it matter if they're nowhere near that particular child? What's it matter? The reason is because some of the children, if it even gets on their skin, have the reaction. I'm all good with that. I'm fine. You know, that's fine. But to sit there and have every other child be punished for that one child?
Yeah, those kids
that
should go to a special school. Like, those kids should be homeschooled or, you know, sent to a special location, like a clean room.
Yeah, well, for that matter, just during snack time, you know, you guys go in that little area over there. You have your snack. We'll have our snack. And then when we're done, we're going to bleach the room while you guys are out at recess. So it's not even a concern.
Very good, Mike. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate your thoughts. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything, whatever's on your mind. Still to come here, Jason calling in from KGOE. Hopefully he'll hold through. And we'll talk about piracy as well while we're at it. Mod chips. You know about these things, Mark? Mod chips?
Not sure I do.
We'll find out. The federal government doesn't like them. In fact, they've been doing mod chip raids. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is dragon skin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, dragon skin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why then have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refuse to adopt dragon skin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of dragon skin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the dragon skin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're one of our new listeners in Eureka, California, then you've missed a whole lot of moments. You can go and get an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of our website. There's no logging in, no membership fee. It's all for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates. Then register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to LibertyDollar.org as we go to the phones and do the fun. Jason in California, listening on KGOE. Congratulations, Jason. You're our first caller from KGOE land.
Hey, welcome to Humboldt County.
Good to be there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling in regards to a previous caller, Paula, and I wanted to give a little bit more explanation and a citation for the oral poliovirus genesis theory of HIV.
Okay.
And it does go back to the 50s, and it was not intentional. And what happened is that we were growing the polio vaccination on the kidneys of primates. And chimpanzees have a precursor to AIDS. Instead of HIV, it's SIV. And it's believed that the close association of growing the polio vaccine on their kidneys allowed for the mutation to transspecies. And if people would like more information, they can look up Skeptic Magazine. The current issue has an expose on the subject.
Oh, fascinating. I definitely think Skeptic Magazine is an excellent source of information. They really definitely cast a questioning eye towards pretty much everything, as you might be able to tell from the name of the magazine. But I appreciate you clearing that up, because when Paula calls in, and as you listen to the show more, you'll probably hear her again. When Paula calls in, she usually doesn't have a lot of info. She just gets really excited when she hears something, and she wants to tell everybody about it. So thanks for clearing that up. Anything else in your mind tonight?
No, I'm excited to have you guys as a voice in the area. This tends to be a fairly liberal and progressive area, but what I like about true progressives and libertarians is we actually share a lot of common beliefs. And if we were to work together, I think we would have a lot of really valuable solutions. In a fantasy world, I'd even want Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich to run together. I think that would be a good check and balance.
Dennis Kucinich proposed that he would take Ron Paul as his running mate. I think that Ron Paul has a significantly better chance of winning the presidency than Dennis Kucinich. But
how long has it been since America actually had a president and vice president that were of different parties? It's been decades, if not hundreds of years.
Since back when they changed the rules on that.
It did used to go that way. Anyway, I look forward to hearing from you again, Jason, and thanks for the call. One other thing, I don't know if you're still there or not, but other thing is if you like what you're hearing tonight, give Tom a call over at the radio station during the week. Tom Seaborn, the program director.
Yeah, Tom Seaborn.
Yep, tell him that you like Free Talk Live and you want to hear it expanded. He's already been thinking about expanding us out to our first hour. You're listening to the second hour of the show right now, so he's talking about maybe doing a little expansion, and I'm sure a gentle nudge from listeners like you would give him an extra reason to do it.
Well, let him know, and I'll check out your archives, too.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. Mark, you had a correction.
Yeah, I do have a correction, but speaking of the archives, we have the last year's worth of shows archived on the website in BitTorrent form, so you can go listen to. We're six nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, so 3 hours. It's a two-hour show once you take out the ads, though.
It is. And the news.
And it's easier to listen to the last six nights. They're in MP3 format. All you have to do is click on them, and they just... they just start up.
Yep, exactly.
I do
just
have
kinky.
A
your littleness informed.
As
I said, question everything, even what you hear from talk show hosts.
I wasn't, wasn't ready for it. I didn't have all my research done, but on the Tuskegee Airmen are in fact a group of black fighter pilots in the Army Air Corps.
Right, known for some level of heroism.
They were good somehow.
Yeah.
And the
always been on black mark.
Whereas the Tuskegee experiments, not so good to bet on black here. In fact, they were allowed.
Did the Tuskegee experiments have anything to do with the airmen?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
They're completely separate. They just happen to share the same first word.
Did it have to do with black people? Or were they experimenting on black people?
They were experimenting on the children or sharecroppers, basically, and allowed them to continue having syphilis for years on end. And they
this told is the government.
Them,
government doing this.
It was government was involved. There were also the Tuskegee, the university there was involved.
Funded by the government.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Basically, they just wanted to see what happens if somebody has syphilis for a really long time.
And as long as it's not them that has it, somebody else that has it.
Lots of these guys suffered greatly and died as well.
So sad. And by the way, there have been all kinds of examples, as I mentioned earlier, of just frightening eugenics programs that the government in America has been involved in. Not to mention other things like... dropping nuclear or testing nuclear explosions outside in Utah and Nevada. I mean, there were all kinds of people that were exposed to really dangerous stuff at the hands of the United States government.
Yeah, they really like to do it to the Army in particular. For some reason, they feel like the Army belongs to them and they can do whatever the hell they want to those guys. So if you've got kids, don't let them go in the Army.
Army or any other branch, I wouldn't risk you any of it. 800-259-9231. So, mod chips, Mark. You don't know what these are, huh?
I think that a mod chip is something that you use to make a video game work differently. Somehow you can cheat in your video game system?
No, not really.
Okay.
But you are sort of cheating the system. Allow me to explain. According to the Entertainment Software Association, they've commended U.S. law enforcement agents and prosecutors' work in undertaking the nation's first and largest anti-piracy raid of its kind. The action code named Operation Tangled Web targets retailers selling modification chips through the Internet for the Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony game console systems. Law enforcement executed 32 search warrants in more than 20 localities across the country within a 24-hour period. Plain and simple, selling and distributing products to illegally bypass game consoles' piracy protections is a crime with real-life consequences. This is not a game. We're talking jail time. Enforcement initiatives of this scope send a clear message to both the public and pirate community that this illegal activity will not be tolerated. Now, I find this interesting because I had no idea these things were illegal. No idea whatsoever.
Can't you? I mean, I've seen them advertised.
I've purchased and installed them before. And
maybe they weren't illegal when you purchased them.
Maybe they weren't. I mean, it was like a decade ago that I did that. So certainly it could be illegal now and it wasn't then. But basically the idea is, and it doesn't seem like they should be illegal, because mod chipping your PlayStation or your Nintendo Wii or whatever, you're not actually engaging in piracy. You haven't stolen anybody's programming. All you're doing is voiding your warranty. I mean, basically, you know, if you buy an electronic device, whether it be your VCR or who's VCRs, DVD player or whatever, you buy an electronic device and you crack it open, you've usually voided your warranty by doing that.
Right. Especially once an amateur goes in and plays with it, they don't want anything to do with your warranty
anymore.
Right.
Especially when it comes to video game systems where they are concerned about this, you know, the mod shipping factor. And usually you'll see some sort of little special sticker on the openable portion of the video game system, mm-hmm. to where if you do attempt to open the system, you can't possibly make it look like it wasn't opened. You see what I mean?
Right.
It'll ruin the sticker, and so anybody that looks at it will say, sorry, you voided your warranty. And so that should have been enough. Like, the fact that you void your warranty, there you go. That's it. But basically what you do is you open your system up, and you know, get out your soldering gun, and you buy this mod chip on the internet, and, you know, it comes with a few little wires, and then you have to solder it to the right points on the board, and close your system back up once it's in there, and then you can take a burned copy of a game and put it in there and play that as though it were a regular game. So essentially the mod chip bypasses the anti-piracy features in the game system.
So it allows you to play pirated games.
It allows you to play burned copies of games. For instance, if you were this could be used for a completely legal purpose.
Right. Like, you could buy a game, burn your own copy of it so that you wouldn't scratch up the CD.
Yes.
Now, I've had games where, as a matter of fact, I had a video game that I sat on and cracked the CD in half.
Right.
Well, I could have been using a copy
mm-hmm.
and then still had my original.
Exactly. So somebody like me that's, you know how I am, Mark, about just, I'm very fastidious about my electronics. If I get a little spot on my LCD monitor, I'm wiping it off and that sort of thing. So I don't like seeing scratches on the bottoms of CDs. So I'm the kind of person who'd be likely to do something like that. You take the original game, put that in a safe storage location, and then use the copied version of the game to, you know, use and abuse, that sort of thing. But now apparently that's completely illegal, and the federal government is getting involved in raiding businesses that are selling what amounts to a computer chip, Mark. That's all this is, a little PC board with a chip on it. This is now a prohibited product in America, apparently. More on the way, we'll tell you the rest of the story and take your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and fill up your shopping cart with all kinds of great, high-quality Free Talk Live branded merchandise and other stuff that doesn't even have our logo on it. Just we thought it was cool. We wanted to offer it to you. The original Free Marketeer design on a flag, also available on a t-shirt. Plus, again, Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats. We've got Free Talk Live hoodies in two different styles, several different styles of hats. You'll see them all, and you'll learn how to get a free bumper sticker. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You don't have to buy anything, by the way. It's not like a scam or anything to get the free bumper sticker. It's just a self-addressed stamped envelope. Go to store.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some of the real testimonials and find out how to order. Order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
So we're talking about mod chips. Many people may not be aware of what a mod chip is. The story here, we'll explain it again here in moments. But essentially, the federal government is busy doing raids on businesses to confiscate these mod chips and charge people with crimes. According to Michael D. Gallagher, the president of the ESA, which is the trade association representing U.S. computer and video game publishers, he says that enforcement, he says, this is not a game, we're talking jail time. Enforcement initiatives of this scope send a clear message to both the public and pirate community that this illegal activity will not be tolerated. He also said, we commend...
This is the equivalent of outlawing blank audio cassettes, because somebody might use them to record, music on.
It really is. He says, we commend Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the participating U.S. Attorney's Offices for targeting individuals and groups selling mod chips and pirated game software. Mod chips or modification chips are typically installed in video game console systems to circumvent the technological protection measures and enable the user to play pirated game software. These chips, as well as other circumvention devices, are illegal under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the DMCA, which would explain why this is news to me, because the DMCA is relatively new. I think it came out in like 2003, sometime within the aughts, the DMCA came out. So that would post-date the time when my father and I, it was kind of like a fun little father and son thing. You sit down, you crack open the PlayStation, you get a little mod chip, you put it in, a little solder here and there, that sort of thing. It's a good time, good learning experience.
Sure.
Tear apart the guts of a piece of electronics, put it back together, it still works, and it's pretty fun. So, I don't know, does this mean that I possess contraband now, Mark? That I have a, you know, modified PlayStation? I don't play the thing anymore, it's just sitting in a closet somewhere. But is it contraband? Am I subject to a raid now as a result of that?
I guess so. I don't know. It all seems ludicrous to me. And they're putting people in jail over it. And yep. you're paying for it. You, the taxpayer, are paying to send these goons out with the MP3-5 rifles to bust in people's doors, drag them off to jail for the possession of what? Something that allows them to play copies of the games that they own.
Now, again, in theory, it does allow you to play pirate games.
It does.
Well.
It does.
But the fact is, this isn't even an intellectual property issue. This is just a contraband issue. This is an issue of a product that the federal government has decided should not be allowed in your hands. You Americans, you can't decide to have a computer chip in your hands. You might do something illegal with it. We can't have that sort of thing in this country.
Right. It's like outlawing a gun because you might just use it to shoot someone.
Right. Now, again, the people that are going to be targeted in this particular crackdown are a very small group of people. They're people that are real video game fanatics and that sort of thing. But eventually, I think we're going to see more of this, Mark. This sort of is the tip of the enforcement iceberg in this intellectual property war that's been going on for the last few years in this country between young people who think a little bit differently than, you know, the older generations about intellectual property. I mean, let's be honest. Most young people today, they could give a flip if downloading music is illegal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They know how to do it. They're capable of doing it. They do it. They trade music amongst each other, and they don't think anything of it. And if this trend continues, we are not far away at this point, Mark, from my prediction of actually locking music downloaders in jail cells. First they came for the mod chippers, then they came for the music downloaders. It's just a few steps away from this. How insane is this?
The big music companies would love to see that happen.
They sure would.
It's silly.
It's a losing battle.
Locking their customers up.
Right.
I mean, have they been successful by locking up people who smoke marijuana? No. More people smoke marijuana than ever before in the United States.
And, you're absolutely right. The idea that they want to target their customers for some sort of a retaliation or enforcement action, it's just madness. And all it's really serving to do is to drive people away from purchasing their music. You want to threaten my friends with a lawsuit?
Yeah.
I'm less likely than ever to purchase any of your products.
Yeah.
Ever. Let's go to the phones, talk to Ryan in Utah on the AMP line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's really sad how the courts are set up in this regard, because as far as I understand, the precedent for making this stuff contraband is, you know, figuring out whatever they deem is the primary purpose of these devices.
Sure.
And so, I mean, you can't really argue that people are pirating games and using these mod chips for that purpose.
Yep.
But really, there is a lot of other uses for these technologies. I've been out of it for a while, but I've modded an Xbox before, and what I did with it was I installed Linux on it and used it as a really cheap desktop computer.
Really?
Interesting. That's interesting.
I mean, there's literally thousands of third-party software that you can install in this. They have nothing to do with Sony or Microsoft or anything. They're just, you know, enthusiasts that have created this software, and I can download it, and if I've got a mod chip installed on my console, I can run them.
You know, and the outlawing of these mod chips, it's one thing that there's a step of a person that's only able to put one of these things in. They'd be able to solder it in themselves. The next level of competency in this is the guy who could build his own mod chip. I just don't see, you know, this is not a role of a constitutional federal government.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Absolutely not. I mean, this is mob rule, really. I mean, it doesn't protect my right to run Linux. I mean, that's the role of a republic, but the democracy that we have in this regard is just saying, well, most people are using this for piracy, therefore nobody can have it.
Right. Yeah, this isn't even mob rule. This is fascist mercantilist.
Yeah, it really is.
Most Americans could care less about the intellectual property rights of Sony or anybody else. It's these large corporations that use their lobbyists to get the government involved in this sort of thing.
The government
says, hey, great, a new bureaucracy. Swell, we have something for our bureaucrats to do.
Right. It's, they're essentially, they've turned the government into their enforcement arm for their warranty department or something like that. It's really absolutely insane. They're essentially saying that you don't even own your game systems anymore. That's what they're saying. They're saying you're going out, you're paying $400 or $500 for a new game system, but you can't actually open it and change the guts. You don't actually own that piece of property. We in the government will tell you, citizen,
lease it or something from them.
Well, no, you're not really leasing it because you can't take it back, but you also can't change it in any way, shape, or form now. And that essentially removes your private property rights. It's outrageous.
I mean, you've got these huge license agreements that are attached to these consoles and the games and everything. I haven't read them, but they just feel totally different than my concept of what personal property is.
Right. Yeah, it's outrageous. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from
you.
800-259-9231.
I bet photocopiers are used to violate copyright law, too.
You better believe it.
Should we outlaw photocopiers?
Yeah, how about scanners?
Scanners?
I don't need those anymore.
It's whatever the government decides is the primary use, and that's just wrong.
How about the whole Internet? I mean, the whole Internet's used for violating copyright in many, many instances.
Get rid of the Internet.
While we're at it.
Shut down the tubes.
So the ESA goes on to, bitch and moan about how it loses $3 billion because of piracy and blah, blah, blah. They're going to work with the government, and it's, again, it's the U.S. Association dedicated to serving the business and public affairs needs of the companies publishing interactive games for video game consoles, handheld devices, personal computers, and the Internet, and it goes on to give you more information about their jackbooted thug organization.
Yeah. It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
I would like to hear someone get on the air, someone dial in at 800-259-9231 and contradict us on this. Go
I don't
ahead.
Suspect they're going to. It's not just wrong to go after these people for using their own property. It's wrong to take my tax money that I worked hard for and spend it on these stupid bureaucrats toting guns in and busting people's doors in to be able to raid things.
Computer geeks. They're raiding computer geeks now.
Raids? People are going to get bullets in the head over this crap, and that's dangerous. That is not what our constitutional federal government's about. If states wanted to do this, that might be another thing. It would still be wrong, but it's the federal government should not be involved at all.
I absolutely agree. Would love to hear from you as we roll into hour number three of the program here in moments. 800-259-9231. Again, you can bring up anything. Still on the way here, a tax protester has paid his property tax bill in a bit of an unusual fashion. We'll explain what that's all about. Hear from you about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.